Music with Meaning presents the true story of Sophie the Washerwoman. Did you hear the story about the rich woman who was so selfish she gave very little to the Lord's work, and about her poor washerwoman whom she cheated and shortchanged and paid so poorly, and who loved the Lord and did everything she could to give gifts to the missionaries and the mission fields?
Sophie, where are you?
Yes, madam, coming, madam.
Oh, there you are. The church meeting was absolutely boring today, going on and on about missionaries and giving to the poor. Huh, why should I? It's not my fault if they're poor. Did anyone call while I was out?
Yes, madam, the newspaper boy. He said that you had told him to come today and that you had promised to tip him if he would bring the papers to the door instead of leaving them in the mailbox at the gate.
Oh, that lazy boy. So what did you tell him?
Well, madam, I gave him some money for you.
You what? Well, of course, that's up to you. If you wanted to tip him, that's out of your own pocket. Good heavens, I dislike that boy. He always looks so scruffy and he needs a haircut. Oh, look at the time. Sophie, I know it's your day off, but I'm having guests for dinner tonight, so I want all the curtains washed, dried and ironed and hung out before they arrive. And then you can help the cook to prepare the food.
But, madam, I promised to visit my...
I'm sorry, my dear. The guests will be arriving at 7, and I want the house to look spick and span. Do you understand?
Yes, madam.
I'm invited for tea after the church board meeting, so I must hurry along and make myself ready.
I know I'm just a little one, and the little things I do with joy and a happy song, but my lady just sings blue. I wish she could be happy and have a life worth living. Riches has she plenty, but she finds it hard in giving. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, this I know is true. For when I give with all my heart, he always sees me through. It's the little things I tell myself each day, to try to be a blessing and a help in any way. It's the little things I tell myself each day, try to be a blessing and a help in any way.
Now, who could that be?
Good morning. I have a registered letter for Miss Sophie Givall.
Oh, that's me.
Ah, very well. Sign here, please. Thank you. Good day to you.
Oh, thank you so much, and a good day to you, too. Oh, I can't wait to see who this is from. Dear Sophie, thank you so much for your sweet letters of encouragement to me while I was ill, and for doing the shopping and watching the children. Enclosed is £20 as a token of our appreciation for all your help. God bless you. Much love from Joan and Ben and children. Oh, what a lovely surprise. Now, what shall I do with this money? Oh, I know. I'll send it to the missionaries in India. They need all the help they can get, great or small. Wow, that's really cheered me up. Oops, I'd better get back to work.
The Lord loves a cheerful giver, this I know is true. For when I give with all my heart, He always sees me through. It's the little things I tell myself each day, to try to be a blessing and a help in any way. The little things I tell myself each day, to try to be a blessing and a help in any way.
Later that day, after the guests had eaten.
Good night, Mrs. Stoneheart, and thank you for a wonderful dinner.
Oh, it was nothing. Good night.
Absolutely gorgeous evening, Mrs. Stoneheart. The dinner was superb, and you keep the house so fresh and clean. I don't know how you manage.
Oh, yes, a real woman's touch. What our home could do with a little bit more of.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Well, good night, Miss Stoneheart. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Oh, thank God that's over with. Sophie?
Yes, madam.
I'm rather tired after this long day, so I'll be off to bed now. Make sure the kitchen is clean before you go, won't you? Good night.
Yes, madam. Good night.
That same night, the rich woman had a dream that both she and her washerwoman died and went to heaven. The angel was leading the rich lady through the streets of the heavenly space city.
Come right this way, Mrs. Stoneheart.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. I never imagined that heaven could be like this gorgeous. Oh, look at that fine mansion. And whose is that?
Well, that belongs to your washerwoman, the one that you paid so little and didn't appreciate.
Oh, my. If my washerwoman got a mansion like that, think what a fine place I'm going to get. Can you show me my place now?
Yes, Mrs. Stoneheart, if you'll just come this way, please.
Oh, this is a rather poor, shabby neighborhood, isn't it? Surely we must be going the wrong way.
Almost there now. Yes, here we are.
What's this?
Well, Mrs. Stoneheart, that's your house.
My house? How could you dare give me such a shabby little shanty as this? After all I've been and done, this is outrageous.
Well, that's all the material you sent us. That's all the things you stored up in heaven in the way of gifts and prayers and works for the Lord. That's all you sent us. So that's the best we could do. Your washerwoman was praying all the time and giving to missions what little she could, the widow's mite, and doing good works for the Lord and witnessing. So she kept sending us up so much material, we couldn't help but build her a beautiful mansion. But this is all the material you sent, and so this shack is all that we were able to build.
It's the little things I tell myself each day, to try to be a blessing and a help in any way. It's the little things I tell myself each day, try to be a blessing and a help in any way.
What a surprise we're going to get when the Lord hands out the rewards as to who was really greatest. Some people serve unselfishly, sacrificially, and yet never getting the credit for it. But God has a great big book, and it's known to Him, and He's writing it all down. So be sure you're doing a good work for the Lord. Be faithful unto the end. Then you can rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
I tell myself each day to try to be a blessing and a help in any way. It's the little things I tell myself each day.